Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Back at SEC Media Days in Dallas, our coverage is brought to you in part by Mississippi Farm Bureau. Everybody loves a home field advantage, so take advantage of your home team at Mississippi Farm Bureau. Agents in all 82 counties ready to serve you with the best in auto, home, and life insurance. You can always bundle your coverage. Go with the home team, Mississippi Farm Bureau. One of our home teams is in Starkville. It's got a new head coach in Jeff Lebby. First run through Media Days as a head coach. How's the day been?
It's been good.
Is it tiring?
It's just nonstop. You get a chance to talk for 6 hours. It's constant, but it's been great.
You guys get on the plane and like don't say a word the entire way.
I got a feeling that's exactly how it'll be. But no, it's been good. I love it. I love having the opportunity to continue to tell our story and man create vision and hope and people understand exactly who we are as we're getting this thing off the ground.
I know there's only so much you can take from a spring game, but when we talked going in to the spring game, you were excited. You admitted that there were questions and things that you were still trying to figure out. When you had a little bit of time to reflect on that spring practice period and the game to wrap it up, what were your thoughts kind of thinking back on the spring?
You know, I loved the excitement that our guys had in the building every single day. I loved how intentional they were and how they went about their business every single day. I thought that's something that we had a chance to continue to build on. You know, we talked about it right after the spring game, but then it's, again, you're back into this race against yourself. How good can I get until we go kick this thing off through the end of fall camp? So I feel good about our guys. We've addressed a couple things with the spring portal and receiver, another running back, which was big, and then obviously having the ability to get another corner was a big deal for us with an addition of a late junior college D lineman. So again, I feel good about where we're at. We got a ton of work to do, but man, we got great support inside our building. We got energy inside our building, and it's going to be a fun fall.
A word you just used there, I've heard you use it a lot, is intentional.
Yeah.
What does that word mean when you use it?
That means being incredibly present exactly where your feet are and living in that moment every single minute of every single day. And when you're inside the building, you know, if it's a team meeting, I am dialed into the team meeting. If it's a special teams meeting, I'm dialed into that moment and that coaching point and being intentional with my time. And I think the more our guys can create that, the faster we're going to get to where we want to get.
That's an interesting balance that you've got right now of being intentional and in the moment while also looking to the future.
Yeah.
And knowing there are areas you need to fill and that it takes some time to build it to get it to look what you want it to look like.
Sure, and that for us and for me, that's just the constant part of the job and knowing that, you know, even when we're not in the building, there are things going on inside the program that we've got to operate at a really high level to make sure we're getting done what we need to get done for December. And again, got great pieces of the puzzle that are doing that for us.
I think you're getting kind of tired of people asking you about Lane Kiffin. So I'm going to ask you about Josh Heupel.
Okay.
Jeez.
Good.
So you worked with, you know, with Heupel.
Yeah.
At Central Florida, and then, you know, he goes to Tennessee, you go to Ole Miss. What's the thing that he does as a head coach that you would say, if I can do that as well, I'll be successful?
Yeah, his consistency and his competitive spirit are absolutely elite. And this is a guy that obviously played the position, won a national championship as a player, has had great success as a coach and now as a head coach, and he's been consistent. And so just so many different things to be able to pull from our experience there. As he was a first-time head coach, he was coming off of being a very successful coordinator and got to sit in that chair, and I got to sit there alongside with him and be able to build that thing, which is the things that we'll cherish forever.
You know, when I think about your career, when you were at UCF, people said great things. You know, up-and-coming coach, great offensive mind. When you were at Ole Miss, people started saying, there's no question he's going to be a head coach. You go to Oklahoma, and now you have this opportunity. I know this is something that you've wanted.
Sure.
And you've been building toward. Is it a little surreal, though, that has now happened?
Yeah, I think at times you pinch yourself and you realize you're exactly where you're supposed to be. This is, man, what I've dreamt of for a long, long time, and now having the opportunity to do it, I won't ever forget the amount of gratefulness and thankfulness that I have in the moment, you know, right now, and being able to do what we're doing and be able to go chase it with the people we're chasing it with. So it's special. I don't take it for granted and never will.
Something that we talked about leading into the spring game with you, I just would love for you to explain to our listeners. You choose Coleman Hutzler to be your defensive coordinator. He's never coordinated a defense before, but you were adamant about the fact that he was ready.
Yeah.
Why is that?
You know, having experience with him, knowing exactly who he is, this is a guy that's just a real professional. Who's got great toughness, got great edge, got great connection. And I love the fact that through special teams, he always had to own the entire team because he touched the entire team at all these different places and then gets to see it, the man, at the highest levels of college football and being a part of some incredibly successful units.
It sounds like he's got a really good rapport with the players as well. We talked to John Lewis today, and he was like, that's my guy. Last thing he told me before I left to come over here, he was like, hey, don't go over there and say something stupid. and it was like there's just like an ease there,
yeah,
and a relationship that already exists between the two.
Absolutely. He spent time, and as we know, that's the key in creating relationship and connection, and Coach Hutz has done that and done a great job.
We're going to let you grade your quarterback here because we had Blake on earlier, and I asked him. I gave
grade him that powder blue suit he's wearing.
Well, we're not talking about that.
that's pretty good.
It's pretty strong.
Yeah.
He looks good.
Looks dang
so
good.
So I asked him. I gave him a scenario, and I basically said, I want to take a shot to the end zone. What's the play call? He said, grenade right. Did he make the right call?
Good job. That's a great call. Call it again. Yeah, do it one more time.
In terms of coaching quarterbacks.
Yeah.
What when Blake goes to the line, what's the picture that you want him to see? And
yeah,
it's all happening fast.
Sure.
So on a snap by snap basis.
You know, having great clarity and great anticipation, those are the two things, because you can anticipate when things are clear. So the clarity comes from prep. The clarity comes from Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, and you're inside the week and you're watching it and you know what you're getting before you get it. And that's my expectation of that position. Guys that have spent so much time in the building and have dialed in so much that, man, there's clarity so that they can anticipate and play free and fast.
Define success for us in year one, maybe even beyond wins and losses.
Yeah, for me it is, instead of putting a true win-loss number on it, it is, man, at the end of the year, people saying they got the right guy. This place is trending up. They've made it to the postseason, go win a bowl game. There's excitement in recruiting. There's this aggressive style of play that tends to bowl well with our fan base, and those are the things that I want people to be saying.
So I don't know if you saw this or not, but Dave Aranda at Big 12 Media Days, somebody asked him a question about his defense 10 years ago to now.
Yeah.
And when I tell you the man went deep, I mean, he went deep.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody – I didn't understand half of what he said.
Right.
I want you to do that with me right now. Tell me about your offense back when you were at Southeastern calling plays to now. What's the difference? Go as deep as you can.
Yeah, there are so many differences, but there's still so many similarities. Like from a philosophical standpoint, I've always and will always say, when you have the football, you dictate how the game is played. Well, that means that you're applying pressure through tempo and being at the line of scrimmage as fast as you can. That will never change for us. You know, I've said this, you want the other side of the ball, that coordinator, that play caller, to have a miserable 4 hours. Well, you do that because you apply pressure nonstop. So that's always going to be who we are, and we'll continue to build off of that. Where we're different than where we were then is from a formational motion standpoint, we've got a lot more going on. And creating different pictures when you can't go fast is, to me, how you create advantage.
When you had a chance to visit with Greg Sankey, did you tell him thank you for kind of giving you a break on the schedule in year one?
I did. I was very appreciative of that. Absolutely.
Grief. The road games, I mean, look, the SEC's a grind. You know that.
Yep.
Wow.
Part of it, and I love it. And continue to say it. You want to do it with the best and against the best. I couldn't mean that more. And for our guys, it's this great opportunity to be able to go prove exactly who we are.
One last thing, I guess, because we only got maybe a minute or so left. we got to talk about the Egg Bowl. I left Lane out of it, but the Egg Bowl itself.
Yeah.
You've been on the other side of that rivalry. Now that you're on the Mississippi State side, what were they saying that's not true at all?
Well, I think the for us, the passion and the importance for our fan base, both fan bases, our entire state and state recruiting, man, it's such a big deal, and I get that. I've got great respect for that, and there's a lot to be had before that point. But when we get to that point in the season, man, make no doubt about it. That's going to be a fun one, and it's a dang important one.
The jokes aside, I think there are a lot of Ole Miss people that want to see you do well,
yeah.
within reason, but are happy for you and your success.
They probably give you 11-1.
I don't know about that. Hey, thanks for stopping by. Great to see
awesome.
You and
thanks,
wish you all the best.
Appreciate it.
Thank Jeff you. Levy with us at SEC Media.
He snubbed you. You saw it.
My apologies. I was just trying to keep us on time. We'll be back.
All right, brother.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.